Phillips File for a Monday, 1-888-978-1041. As I mentioned at the start of the program, the Obama health care law hanging in the balance. The Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court, decided today to hear challenges to the law's constitutionality. It agreed today to examine the constitutionality of this law. Of course, a controversy that has divided political leaders, lawmakers, and much of the nation. And when I was reading this story, it came back into my mind a newspaper report not too long ago in the local paper about what Harris Rosen is doing with his employees at his various properties in and around Orlando and Central Florida. Harris Rosen, of course, probably the best known hotelier in the area, and wondering how he came about this idea and whether this idea could spread to other businesses, maybe even this business, in and around the state of Florida and across the nation. Please welcome Harris Rosen to the program. Mr. Rosen, good to talk to you again.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Tell me, in a nutshell, or if you can explain to the audience what your health care program is for your employees vis-a-vis what you provide for them. I know you have a doctor on site. I don't know if it's at all your properties, but how did you come up with this plan, and how does it work generally?
Well, we've had our own primary care facility. We have a building, and in fact, right now as we speak, we're under construction, completing a new medical facility that will be three times the size, because we'll have about 7,000 covered lives. But about 20 years ago, I wasn't very happy with the sort of stereotypical healthcare template we had.
Right.
We had one of the large insurance companies. And what did it for me, we had what I thought was a very good year. Our premiums far exceeded the expense, so we know that the insurer did very well with mm-hmm. us as an account. And I was waiting with bated breath for our new premiums, which I expected would be about 20 or 30% lower. When they came to me, they were about 40% higher. And I attempted for several days to reach one of the top guys in the company, and I couldn't succeed. But I did get one of the regional folks, and I said, "I don't understand this. We did very well, and
right.
and." You're increasing my costs." And he said, "Well, you were in a lousy group." I said, "What group?" He said, "Well, we put everybody in a group." And I said, "Well, that's not fair." He said, "Well, that's just the way we do it." And I said, "You don't do that to me anymore." And he said, "Why?" I said, "Because I'm done." And I did something that was a little bit unusual, I guess. I decided that we were going to get into health care ourselves. We converted a little accounting office into our first primary care clinic, hired a doctor and the staff, and we've been in business for 20 years. It is wellness, it is prevention,
mm-hmm.
it is keeping people healthy that keeps our costs down.
Now, you have a doctor on staff.
Three full-time docs and a staff of 28. They're trilingual. We speak Spanish, we speak Creole, and we speak English, of course. We have a pharmacy in the medical facility. We will be adding chiropractics and acupuncture, along with podiatry, cardiology, radiology. We do mammograms. And, of course, we have a relationship with a number of specialists who we negotiate with separately, and with Florida Hospital, and we negotiate a discount with them. So it's all in competence. You work for me, Jim, and you're in the hospital. The most you pay, $500. I pay the balance. So recently we had a preemie weighed in at about 14 ounces. Baby was quite ill. Baby just left the hospital recently in great shape with mom. Bill, over $1 million. Mom paid $500. Rosen paid the balance.
So you're not working with any health care providers. It's essentially...
I am self-insured.
Your deal. You're self-insured. Am I correct when I believe I remember reading from the paper in the 20 or so years that you've had this underway that the doctors, the medical staff that you utilize has never been sued for malpractice?
That's absolutely correct.
Incredible.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's not so incredible.
Well, yeah.
Look, we take good care. They're our brothers and sisters. They're our brothers and sisters. And docs love to work with us. Why? Because all they do, day in and day out, is to do what they love. They practice medicine. Don't worry about malpractice. Don't worry about paying rent. Don't worry about hiring and firing. Just practice medicine, and they don't have to see a certain number of patients a day, and they love it.
Is there a downside as an employer to running this program by yourself?
Well, it's a downside if you don't want to save money and don't want to have happy associates and don't want low turnover. Then it's a downside. But I probably have saved over the last 20 years of $120 million, and annually I'm now saving about $20 million because my cost per covered life is about a third of what it is nationally. Why? Because we are maniacal about keeping people healthy. We have free classes, stretching in the morning, Zumba, Tai Chi. We take care of our associates. Right. We provide free prescriptions if they need. If you want to lose weight, we provide free hypnosis, free chewing gum, whatever it is that you want, we provide it so that we can help you. We are not a sick care program, which is really what you find in the United States. We are a health care. But no smoking. You smoke, you can't work for me. And I do drug tests randomly on occasion. And if I find something bad in your system, there's a good chance I'll say goodbye to you.
I would imagine, though, with a health care program, your self-insurance program or medical program, that it would also foster great relations with your employees.
Well,
I would think people
exactly
would say,
right.
going to work there. I don't have to worry about going someplace to see a doctor. I don't have to take really much time off to see a doctor. I can bring my kid in here while I'm working. And
absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And it is why our turnover, which in the hospitality industry is incredibly high.
I would imagine, yeah.
Averages between 50% to 250%. Rose in almost single digits.
This is really something that applies to from the executives all the way down to the very entry-level position with you. This is not something that is only, you know, program that you have is not just for the preferred employees or for the high-end employees. This is for every single person.
Everybody, and their dependents. So if you've got a wife and you've got 3, 4, 5 kids, now let me tell you this. You do, the children, the dependents, do have to come in for an annual physical.
Yeah.
And also, if they smoke, of course, we don't drug test them, but if they smoke, if they acknowledge it, their premiums are higher.
Right.
But let me share this with you. We had a couple of congressmen shop us about a year and a half ago, and they brought some number crunchers guy with them.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, if others in the public and private sector replicated your program, Harris, we believe the United States of America, 250 million people who work for either public or private sector, we would save as a nation $1 trillion conservatively, and government wouldn't spend a penny. So Obamacare or Clinton Care, those things wouldn't even be broached. The subject wouldn't even be broached because, my dear God, government need not be in this business. They won't do it very well. They don't have the same passion that I have or any other employer would have. They're not quite adept as we are in making sure that our folks follow the procedures and the protocols that we're asking them to. If you're obese, if you're overweight, we put you on a program, and we expect you to lose weight reasonably, but we expect it to happen. So if you don't have that communication, that love of your employees, it's not going to work very well. And, of course, government isn't capable of doing that. Listen, Obamacare is crazier. Initially, they said, we're going to fine people who don't want to provide health insurance.
Right.
And I was curious, what's the fine? It was $700. Well, you'd have to be an idiot not to spend $700 per covered life. You'd save about $7,000 per covered life. And so we made a fuss about it, and they said, okay, you're right, we're increasing it to $2,000, which is still about $5,500 less than the national average. So it is almost a Machiavellian, coercive way to encourage everyone to say, you know, we abdicate the responsibility of providing health care. We'll let our associates do it themselves through the government. We don't want that. We really don't want it.
It's the Phillips File on WTKSFM HD1 Cocoa Beach, Orlando, talking with Central Florida hotelier Harris Rosen. Are you being approached by other companies, especially since the article came out in the local newspaper? Are you finding any more companies out there that are inquisitive about what you're doing and may want to replicate? I would imagine anybody who's in business for a profit wants to do everything they can to save money, and this appears to me, at least according to you, as a way to save quite a bit of money and care for your employees.
You know, that's a great question, and the answer is yes. We have had people who have been inquisitive, who have spoken with us. But you know, what we've discovered, and I've been doing this now, Jim, for 37 years. Look, there is a hesitancy, a reticence on the part of many employers, public and private, to engage in an enterprise they know very little about. And I understand that. We were a little bit nervous 20 years ago also, mm-hmm. but we've learned so much. And it seems perhaps overly simplistic that you can engage in an enterprise you don't really know a great deal about and be so successful, but I guarantee you that anyone engaging in this program and following our template could achieve similar results and increase the relationship dramatically they have with their associates.
When I first read the story in the paper, and I turned to my wife at the time, said, you know, maybe my company couldn't do this, but why couldn't my company team up with a company that sits next door or is across the parking lot and incorporate something like this?
Listen, that's a great thought, because you do need about 1,000 covered lives. You need 1,000 employees. And so if you're a little guy and you've got 50 people or 10 people, why not go throughout the neighborhood and say, are there any storefronts for lease? Oh, boy, there are many of them. Can we lease? Can we find a nice doctor? And will he or she be able to take care of the 1,000 associates we now have? And can we negotiate with specialists? And can we negotiate with Orlando Regional or Florida Hospital and put together a Rosen kind of template? You can absolutely do it. And, you know, the amazing thing is that your associates will be healthier, happier, and you as an employer will derive, I think, significant benefits.
Are you still approached by healthcare companies, insurance companies, who say, hey, we know you've got your own thing going, but we still think we can provide you with a better service? Or have they pretty much, is the word still out, don't even knock on his door, don't even call him, it's not worth it?
You know, that's interesting, because we have been approached by some of the largest guys in the country. Yeah. And what they say is, Harris, can you help us create what you've created only on a national level?
Really?
Really?
Well, listen, I think they realize that sooner or later, people are going to start saying, you know, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way. And if we can take really good care of our associates, really provide a wonderful wellness program, mm-hmm. and a healing program. In fact, let me say this. We don't call it a medical clinic. We're calling it healing and wellness. And we have been approached, to be quite candid, with a very large entity, who has said, Harris, can we do this with a hospital? Of course we can do it with a hospital. The hospital would look very much like a resort. Mm-hmm. The rooms would look very much like hotel rooms. We'd have Murphy beds. We'd have a little kennel for a pet to visit, because people do better when pets are around.
Right.
And we would infuse a certain amount of hospitality in that healthcare facility and call it healing and wellness. And not patients would be referred to as healing guests. Change the whole paradigm. I think we can do it, Jim. I think we can change this industry in a very positive way.
Can your employees opt out of this? Is everybody required to be part of the program?
No. Listen, if my husband works for Disney and I want to be part of the Disney program, I'm part of the Disney program. If they choose not to participate, we pay them an annual little perk for that, and they can select their own doctor and do whatever they care to do.
Do they have to be covered somewhere, though? In other words,
that's up to them. If I'm not covering them and they choose not to be covered, and they want to endure the prospects of having to write some rather substantial checks, if God forbid they get sick, mm-hmm. that's up to them. But if they are part of my program, they must go to our primary care facility. Or if they want to opt out and go someplace else, they pay.
What is your take on how this country got into such a big mess when it comes to healthcare insurance? I mean, the costs are just outrageous anymore. There is a thinking that, you know, should your health be in the hands of a company, not yours, but I'm meaning the insurance companies, in the hands of a company that's in business to make a profit. And in order to make a profit, well, you're going to do everything you can in return, not to make sure that the people get a return. You want to keep that profit margin as high as you can. I mean, how do we get to this point?
Well, I think healthcare is not the only example,
sure.
guys, of us morphing into something that we are not very pleased with right now. But listen, I can't speak for insurance companies. Some of them, I think, are genuinely concerned about the well-being of the people they're covering and really work hard to make sure that prevention and and wellness is a key component, and they offer little perks if one exercises, one keeps one's weight down, keeps one's blood pressure down, keeps cholesterol down, and I think that's wonderful. Others I can't speak to, but look, at some point in time, we're big boys. If there's a way for you to control your own destiny, raise your hand and say, you know what? I'm going to try to control my own destiny. I'm going to try to take care of my associates and keep them well. Listen, if you keep people well, now, of course, things are going to happen, but if you keep people well, you're mitigating against these horrific costs that you just mentioned. Healthcare costs should be between $2,500 and $3,000 per covered life.
Mm-hmm.
They are now approaching $9,000 per covered life. Mm. In New Jersey, where poor Governor Christie bumped into the teachers' union, he discovered that the teachers' premium that the state was paying was $23,000 per covered life per year. I mean, that's absurd.
Yeah.
But do they permit smoking? Of course. Do they have teachers who are overweight? Of course. Should they? No, they should not, because we as taxpayers are paying for that, and we as taxpayers deserve better than that. So if we're going to cover you guys, the least you can do is try to stay healthy.
Let me ask you one last question before I let you go. If you get a little tickle in your throat or you start sneezing and say, oh, my God, I think I got a cold coming on, and you go down to see the doctor, I mean, do you have to wait in line with the rest of your employees, or are you allowed to say, hey, I'm the guy who put this thing together, and I think I got a cold coming on. I see the doctor, and you'll get in there after me.
The answer to that is that I am just like any one of our 4,000 associates.
Or do they get down there and they...
I make an appointment. Now, would they be inclined to say, Harris, I think if you come down around 4:30 or so, we can squeeze you in? I think they might be inclined to do that.
But yeah, you think
or
so?
Maybe if you're sitting in the chair in the waiting room, maybe some employees say, boss, you go ahead, ask.
You ask around and you say, do you ever see Mr. Rosen here? Yeah, my annual physical. I wait like everybody else. But, you know, we drive you, if you don't want to drive, to the medical center, and you're on the clock.
Yeah.
So you don't have to punch out.
Right.
Yeah,
so if you wait a little bit longer, you know, you're still getting paid.
Yeah, they'd rather wait.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for joining us. I have a meeting with the bosses on Wednesday. I think I'm going to throw that out there, and maybe after they stop laughing,
sure,
you know, I'll try to update
and listen,
you.
And happy to invite you or anybody else over to take a look at what we now have and what we're moving into in about a month and a half.
Very good. Good luck to you, Harris. Thanks for joining us this
God
afternoon.
Bless.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Harris
Rosen, stay well.
You got it. One of the big hoteliers, the biggest privately in the Central Florida area. I was blown away when I read about this in the paper.
Always innovative, always on the